Hey, we got Jim from Marbles Outlet and Fly Shop in Gladstone on the horn here with us again. Let's get a fly fishing report. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Hi, Adam. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. I want to talk a little fly fishing because it's been a little bit, and I'm seeing lots of terrestrials out there, especially hoppers. There is a good hopper crop this year.
Oh, yeah. Lots of hoppers, lots of ants, flying ants. They're everywhere.
And I'm assuming you got some patterns there for the fly fishermen to purchase. Are they selling?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're doing good. Also, people are using stimulators, I mean, that, which, you know, simulates a hopper, so they're probably our number one seller.
What colors do you typically sell and what size?
Well, I got 10s and 12s on the stimulators because the bigger ones, especially, you can use a hopper dropper setup where you run a nymph off them and they float well. But I've got tan and yellow and green.
And is any one color selling more than another?
I think that actually the tan actually seems to sell the best. I don't know that it works any better, but, people have their favorites.
They were good for stonefly imitation, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've got stonefly here as well, you know, the foam ones, so they really float well, black and the yellow sallies, the goldens.
Let's talk about that hopper dropper setup, because there might be folks out there that have heard that term or that technique before, but they don't really know what it means. Why don't you explain that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, actually, it originated with a hopper, but you can use any large dry fly, the one that'll support the nymph without the nymph sinking the dry fly, anything would work. So if you're using a stimulator or a large, say like a black stone fly, people still consider that a hopper dropper setup. What you want to do is fish in water that's about a little over knee deep or less. Fish aren't going to come up, you know, like waist deep to take a dry fly. You know, the key is to not be fishing too deep of water. And if you were, you'd be better off just fishing with an indicator and two nymphs. You know,
right,
if you're
going
to fish in deeper water. But it's an excellent way to fish from beginners or experts.
And just to be clear, you take a piece of tipping material, which is monofilament fluorocarbon, and you tie it off the bend of the hopper, and then about 18 to 20 some inches below that, or even less sometimes, you put the nymph, a beadhead, hare's ear, or whatever you want.
I tell people you want to get hung up once in a while. You know, if you're not getting hung up at all, I would lengthen the tippet. Also, I recommend going a size smaller, like if you're fishing a 4X on your dry fly, to drop down to a 5X on your dropper, because it'll actually sink faster, you know, with the smaller diameter monofilament, you know, down to your nymph. And I like the beadheads. You know, they get down easier.
Well, we will continue talking fly fishing with Jim at Marbles Outlet Fly Shop in Gladstone and get into the white mayfly hatch, the Eperon Lucan, which is sort of the big late summer hatch that can be absolutely epic. So stay tuned for part two later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.